Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والحمد.
At Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia, pilgrims have stood in white, hands raised, faces wet with tears. For Muslims, this is the spiritual peak of Hajj. More than 1.5 million pilgrims have gathered there this year, their prayers asking for forgiveness, mercy, and a safe return home. Travel agent Mudar Al-Hilu is in Mecca with Australian pilgrims and says fewer locals are making the journey compared with previous years.
There's a big difference between 2021, for example, and 2025, 2026. It's big difference, half of the numbers.
Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam, required at least once in a lifetime for Muslims who are physically and financially able to perform it. But in Sydney, for food delivery driver Latif Al-Haraz, it's a journey he cannot take.
Unfortunately, I would have loved to go on Hajj, which is a very important act of worship and a wish for every Muslim, but I will not be able to go this year, and I hope that I will be able to go next year. I work from 8:30 a.m. to 10 p.m, 7 days a week, yet I feel extremely exhausted. The house and electricity bills in particular put a lot of mental and physical stress on me.
For many Muslims, Hajj is not a holiday. It is when they hope to stand before God, stripped of status, wealth, and worldly distraction. Many put savings aside quietly. But Mr. Al-Haraz says the cost has now become unreachable for many families.
It has become an astronomical sum for many, making it impossible to perform this act of worship, which is an urgent necessity.
In 2022, Saudi Arabia introduced the Nusuk online platform to manage applications, flights, accommodation, transport, and visas for pilgrims from places including Australia. Saudi officials say it was designed to streamline one of the world's largest annual religious gatherings, if not the largest. But some Australian applicants say the process has added another layer of stress. Mr. Al-Haraz says even when people try to book, they can lose money through rejected applications and currency transfers.
You pay the office in advance for this transfer. Sometimes you might encounter, for example, a request being rejected. The money transfer process from Australian dollars to US dollars and then to Saudi riyals. When you try to get a refund, sometimes you lose $1,000 in the transfer process.
Travel agents say conflict and instability across the Middle East have added pressure to the cost of travel. Saudi Arabia has been attacked with hundreds of drones and missiles in the course of the three-month war in Iran. Air defenses intercepted most of them, but there were also some casualties and damage to energy infrastructure and residential areas. The conflict means airlines have also been forced onto longer flight routes, adding to fuel costs and rises in airfares. Dr. Sheikh Ibrahim Al-Shafi'i is the deputy chairman of Dar Al-Fatwa. He says even the more affordable Hajj packages are now beyond the reach of many ordinary families.
In the past, the matters were more easier than now.
For those who could come this year, they have arrived against the backdrop of a tenuous ceasefire in the Iran war and related uncertainty in the region. 2 years ago, more than 1,300 people lost their lives in the extreme heat. This year, as the Hajj unfolds, Saudi authorities have urged pilgrims to use umbrellas and avoid direct sun, with temperatures in Mecca pushing into the mid to high 40s.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة.
عصام الغالب, SBS News.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.